You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Lyon.
All right, let's get to know these guys a little bit. We've talked a lot about the draft class. Some people wanted Kool-Aid. How does Lassiter fit in? Is he going to be your number two corner? Is he going to be an inside guy? Blake Fisher, my gosh, you drafted a tackle. Clint Sterner called it a wasted pick. Some people believe he could push Titus Howard. Realistically, perhaps he is able to replace Titus or Laramie in 2 years once you start paying C.J. Stroud. Kalen Bolick, you got a safety who's kind of a ball hawk. Who can see ball, get ball. Cade Stover, Nick Caserio basically says he's the best football player of all time. Move over Jim Brown. And then you have Jamal Hill, who I think might end up being the most intriguing guy that D'Amico Ryans will like to work with. And when you hear these young men speak, and they are young men, it's interesting because they got different paths. The day one guys, these are all 21-year-olds. These are the young guys. The day two guys, these are guys that have been in college 5 years or whatever. So there was no real type, although they all seem to be cut from the same type of cloth. Let's start with Kamari Lassiter out of Georgia. This is a guy who Nick Caserio was very defensive about when it came to the 40 speed. Said he's just a flat-out football player. Let's hear from him. By the way, he went toe-to-toe with C.J. Stroud in his best game ever when Ohio State beat Georgia. Let's hear what Kamari Lassiter has to say, the best of from him, about what he brings, his thoughts on C.J. Stroud, and why he always, yes, always, throughout the process, wanted to be in H-Town.
I've been saying for a long time, I was like, man, I really want to go to Houston. And I was just, you know, saying it, you know, very slightly, knowing that, you know, it was going to come true. And I got the call earlier. You know, you dream about having that call your whole life. All my family here and just seeing everybody just be so happy. It's something that, you know, I'll never forget. You know, that's a young team. And, you know, I feel like, you know, that's somewhere where I would really enjoy playing. You know how you always, you know, watch football and you think teams where you feel like you would be able to fit in and you think that you would enjoy playing at. And I feel like Houston is one of those places.
I feel like, you know, playing in the SEC is like a direct pipeline to, you know, playing in the league. You know, you play some of the best players in the country. You know, you play in the best conference and you play the best football. And, you know, I was blessed to be able to play that for the last 3 years. And it really helped me become a better man and a better football player. My rookie season, you know, I just feel like I want to come in and I just really want to earn respect from my teammates and my coaches. C.J. Stroud gave us hell in the Peach Bowl. I don't remember him. I don't remember too many passes hitting the ground. And that was one of the few games that we really just didn't really have a true answer for the quarterback. So that's one thing that I vividly remember.
Staff is bringing a lot of the guys who have the same mindset. Guys who really want to be successful, we're willing to eat off the floor.
The thing I like about the Lassiter pick, and you know, again, you know, it's been up and down, and you know, you talk about who was there that they didn't, who was there in front of them that got taken. But the thing I like about him is he is going to be in the mix as a long-term solution at cornerback. You know, because no matter what you think of Okuda, Henderson, you don't know what they're, you know, they're both working on three teams in 5 years. So you don't really know if you can develop anything. Maybe they're going to be a short-term answer or whatever. So Lassiter's going to have a chance. And whether it's playmaking, who knows about the speed? I've had my doubts. But he's going to have a chance to be opposite Derek Stingley for a while.
Seems like sometimes when we talk about drafts, and this is why sometimes I give a C grade just because you want to wait and see. It's not a cop out, but it's like, let's see what happens. Wait and see. Like, you assume naturally, well, you know, Lassiter can't start immediately at number two corner, so what are you going to do there? And in a perfect world, you want a guy who you can just plug and play and everything's going to be good, but second round pick or not, if Lassiter is just a really, really good inside guy, like let's say for 4 years Lassiter is a really good inside guy, he's an upgrade over Dez King, that's not a bad pick. Mm-hmm. That's not a bad pick. If Fisher develops into a guy that you feel good about starting in 2 years, that's not a bad pick. If Bolick is a starting safety or one of your top three safeties, it's not a bad pick because 50% of the time, at least, these guys aren't even playing. And that's what I think is important to look at when it comes to these guys. Now, first round, you want the guy to start immediately, but if it just there's ideal roles that we envision, and then there might be something that the Texans are looking at when it comes to depth, toughness, all that. Blake Fisher was the most polarizing pick. The idea that the Texans would invest this much at the tackle position and then draft a tackle was surprising to many. Now, what is their vision for Blake Fisher? I don't think we'll fully know. We don't know what the conversation was like with Nick Caserio and D'Amico Ryans. We don't know if they envision this guy playing only when called upon or perhaps beating someone out. But when you hear Blake Fisher talk, he describes his game as dominant. That is how he describes it. He also has history with Jared Patterson, who the Texans kind of stole in last year's draft, did a good job starting at center in his rookie season. We've gotten to know Lassiter a little bit. Let's get to know Blake Fisher and how he describes his game and what he brings to the Texans.
I would just say dominant. You know, CJ's a baller. You know, his mentality every time he hits the field is a winner's mentality. Great coaching staff. They love ball. You know, on top of loving ball, they just really love their players. You know, players, coaches, you know, really want their players to be successful and want to find all the ways that, you know, they can, you know, help their players be successful. Been through a lot, man. You know, just, you know, ups and downs of college, you know, getting hurt freshman year, coming back. The opportunity to, you know, play at the highest level. But didn't know the interest was this high. But, you know, love this opportunity, especially being able to be, you know, back with, you know, one of my OGs from, you know, college, Jared Patterson. And, you know, then, you know, young and upgrowing team, you know, just being able to contribute, you know, just bring, you know, what I bring to the game, you know, to this program or to this organization. I talk to JP quite often, really, you know, especially going through this process, just making sure that, you know, I'm crossing my I's or dotting my I's, crossing my T's on everything. And, you know, if I'm unaware about something, you know, just reaching out to him and, you know, asking him for confirmation and or, you know, just, you know, his thought on it, you know, going through the process. But I would definitely say, you know, JP is he's a great dude, great football player. You know, it's exciting to be back with him for sure. So within that blessing, there's going to be adversity. You know, that comes, you know, even without, you know, the last 2 days, whatever, it's been a day and a half. But, you know, I knew God had a plan, and, man, God did.
All right, there you go.
Yeah, you said polarizing. I mean, that's only because that's a pretty high, that's a lot of capital that they invested for a tackle when they have the two.
And maybe the goal is to lower that investment eventually, yeah. Once you have to. It's not really optional. Right now, you have a lot of options. Do we want to invest this much at the receiver? Do we want to invest this much at tackle? Once C.J. Stroud's making $50, $60 million a year, that becomes a little bit difficult. So it's not even an optional thing. Kalen Bolick, USC. I've never seen the war room this pumped up. This was an excited war room. You saw D'Amico. You saw Caserio pretty excited. The confidence in this guy is insane. You'll hear an incredible display of confidence from him at 11:35. Move over, Caleb Williams. But here's Kalen Bolick giving you a little audio of what he brings to the Houston Texans in that swarm mindset.
When I took the visit to Texas, it felt great. The whole coaching staff, they welcomed me with open arms. Everybody loved me, and I love the coaching staff there too, and everybody else who's on the staff. So I kind of knew I had a good feeling that it would be a chance that I would go there. It's great to have a coach like that, especially he relates to the players. Like you said, he was a former player also, so he knows what it takes. He knows what us players go through. So he's going to be able to relate to us. And I know he's a really awesome coach. So defense, it's a real young defense. They got some young pieces on the defense. I know the defense, they're going to play their heart out every single play. everybody's on the defense. Team's really close. When I went to the facility, I got to meet some of the guys also and got to talk to them. And they were just telling me, like, it's a real family up there. And I know that me going into this team, I know I'm going to be walking with open arms, and I'm going to hop on the train and get the rolling with the team, with the defense. And we're gonna go out here and make plays.
So we're going to get to who I think is my favorite player in this draft in just a second. But Bullock is he is pixie dust. Like he is the epitome of what you hope D'Amico can do for a player, because while Blake Fisher was polarizing where he was taken, Bullock is polarizing because of how he's played, you know, in certain games. A ball hawk, gets some interceptions, but also has been kind of out of position in some cases, maybe not, you know, the tackling very, very high, letting people get by him, all that stuff. So he is the number one candidate for being the player you should be most excited that D'Amico's going to get his hands on.
He brings something they don't have.
Yeah.
Like, you can make a case that they already have an inside corner. They have a bunch of bodies, a bunch of guys. In Lassiter, you can make a case, and Nick Caserio has tried, no matter how many eyes roll, that they have not one but two elite tackles. They don't have a safety who can see ball, get ball.
Yeah.
They just don't. So however this guy puts it together, that he provides something that they do not have.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Cade Stover, we've heard Nick Caserio talk about him. He absolutely loves Cade Stover. Comes from a farm town in Ohio. Actually was playing DN in the bowl game against Utah a few years ago. Been at the tight end position for a couple of years. Pretty good receiver, pretty good blocker, still kind of a work in progress, but looked at as one of the top three, top four tight ends in the draft. Here's Cade Stover talking about what he brings to the Houston Texans, and let's see if you love him as much as Nick Caserio after you hear him speak.
Nothing's ever gone like how it's supposed to on pen to paper in my life. I feel like I'm battle tested and I feel like I'm ready to go. I'm planning on just playing as long as I can. They're getting just a complete utility player. I'm going to do whatever you ask me to do at 100%, 100% everything I got every single time. And I'm going to be the exact glue in the locker room. I'm going to be a dude people can come to when things go wrong. And I'm just excited to help this team any way I can. Man, I love blocking. I do. I'm going to throw my face in the fire every chance I can get. I might not always be pretty, but I promise you, you're going to get every ounce of power I got. They're getting just a complete utility. Like I said earlier, I mean, I'm going to do anything possible to help this team win, and that's all I got.
There's my favorite. Just because of the opportunity, the options for him to actually get on the field a lot.
And I actually think that Andrew Beck might be threatened here. I know we look at the
could be
tight end position.
Yeah.
I think they might. He might be able to do some of the same stuff that Andrew Beck does. Little better receiver. I don't know if he's a better blocker or not. He might be. And he's still a work in progress. You call yourself a utility guy, that's a hell of a way to make yourself valuable on a football squad. Then there's Jamal Hill. This is an interesting one. So Jamal Hill has been playing linebacker for 1 year. He was a safety in high school. He was, I think, the 40th recruit in the nation at the position. He went to Oregon. Played safety until last year. Dan Lanning, who is a guy who specializes at the linebacker position, actually coached linebackers for Kirby Smart at Georgia for years. He moved Jamal Hill to linebacker last year, in large part because he talked about how the game was changing, need to be versatile, need to cover tight ends, need to move around a lot. Little known fact, Christian Harris had only been playing linebacker for 3 years when D'Amico Ryan started coaching him. He was actually corner, wide receiver, running back in high school, but immediately started at linebacker for Nick Saban. And D'Amico Ryan's kind of took him under his wing last year, and you saw Christian Harris kind of start to put it together on the back end of the season. This is going to be a guy who I think D'Amico is going to take a hands-on approach with. And we talk about a lot of these guys developing. And Lassiter, you want to develop into a top two corner. Fisher, you want to develop into a starting tackle. Bolick, a starting safety. If Jamal Hill can be a two down, two phase player, and by that I mean two downs, third down, and fourth down, and by the two phases I mean defense and special teams, I think that's a successful pick, especially in the sixth round. Last year, the Texans could not guard tight ends. It was actually kind of a disaster. So this is a guy, he's a little bit raw. He's got a lot of versatility. He provides a skill set that they don't have. This is a guy that I think D'Amico Ryans is going to be really excited to coach. And if he can develop into that, and he might find his way onto special teams early on, he's got a big opportunity there. It's going to be interesting. Let's hear from him. Jamal Hill, by the way, the son of a drill sergeant. He said I think he described his dad as a real one during his media availability. but here is Jamal Hill talking about what he brings. And this is who I think might be one of D'Amico's most intriguing prospects and perhaps a guy that he can sprinkle some of that dust on, because had he been playing the position for a year. Here we go.
Coach Lennon and Coach Todd Lupoy sold me the vision of me playing linebacker and just how the game is changing, how I can help my team and how I can help NFL teams in the future. Guy like Coach Lennon and Coach Toss that then been around some of the best linebackers that then came out the last 10 years. I just jumped at the opportunity, and I appreciate them for seeing that vision with me. My ability to cover tight ends, running backs, and like number threes in certain formations, those were kind of the main factors.
I fit wherever they want me to fit at. Like, I'll be the long snapper, the water boy. It don't matter. They draft me to play linebacker. If that changes in the future, it is what it is. I'll do whatever they ask me to do on special. I know that's probably going to be my path these first couple years. I'm not shying away from that. Like, I'm going to give them everything I got.
Speed is his calling card. And I absolutely believe he's going to be, you know, integral in special teams for sure. But, you know, we're going to see what kind of reps he can get, because they've had some issues covering linebackers covering, you know, backside of the backfield and tight ends, and that's one of the things that he's done well.
Yeah, I'm really, really excited to see what this kid brings. I'm intrigued by him. The whole Dan Lanning moving him around, versatility, and then D'Amico Ryans gets a chance to figure out what he's going to do with him. I think that's going to be an intriguing pick, and the preseason is going to be interesting to see how each of these guys, like, you got to think each of these guys are going to get opportunities with the first team in preseason, and when you're building depth, that's kind of the stuff you got to look at. A lot of stuff is kind of set in stone. This is not, and there's a lot of possibilities, a lot of I don't, like, Jamal Hill, they're not asking you to do a ton. We can work our way into that, but this year, special teams, you're going to spend some time with Frank Ross, and covering tight ends, that's really what they're going to ask you to do.
Yeah, that's where he can make some hay and turn some heads. It's what he did well at Oregon. He's not real big, but he's very fast, and he can get side to side. Like, normally a sixth-round pick, you'd think, all right, whatever, we'll see, special teamer. I think he's going to get some chances. And you mentioned preseason. I think that's where he's going to really be able to see something.
Yeah, y'all mentioned preseason. Yeah. They do have an extra preseason game, too. So true. I don't think nobody going to play in the Hall of Fame game outside, yeah, none of the starters.
You guys might be ready.
Yeah.
Might get our first look at them.
Yeah.
How about that? That's your Texans prospects in their own words on the text line. Big Hardo right here, 512. Shout out to 512. Talk is cheap. Show me.
All about right. What?
Just talking about getting to know the kids in their own words. They got to show you on the field.
Okay, Cowboy.
Well, quit talking then, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Wait till we get out on the field.
Yeah.
Is he not supposed to talk?
What are they supposed to do? What could they have done at this point? You want me to go give you a workout?
Show me.
It doesn't matter till you strap on the pads.
Maybe we can. We'll be sure to let you know on rookie.
Talk is cheap.
Yeah.
Goodness gracious. The 713, I guess Mel Kiper gave the Texans the best grade in the division. That's interesting, I guess. I
don't know if that's good or bad.
I don't know if I'm supposed to celebrate that or not.
I'm going to pull a Nick Casario. I don't care about no draft
rates. I'll tell you
rates.
What, though. Mel Kiper gets a lot of grief every year. It's just comforting.
You have to have him up there.
It's just comforting.
I feel like they don't.
He's not washed.
I don't know what's going on with it. I feel like he need to be up there more, man.
The word I would use, it's just comforting seeing him up there. Like he's always been up there. He's got to be up there.
He's not washed.
No.
He's still putting in the work. You got to have Mel Kiper up there. He's not there yet.
Yeah.
It's not like he's like some diminishing and losing his skills. You can tell he's still putting just as much effort. He's giddy. He's happy to be there. Shout out to Mel Kiper. Mel Kiper grades, though, don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing.
Yeah.
TBD. Coming up next, does C.J. Stroud have a massive target on his back? Someone in this room believes the answer is yes. We'll discuss next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.